Welcome to the Power Rangers Multiverse Rangers podcast. This is an independent project made with love for you, our fans. We are in no way associated with Bloodline of the Grid, Bat in the Sun. We are not associated with Unworthy or any of those other productions. This is a fan-made project made by fans for fans. Please enjoy.
It's Alex here, previously on Power Rangers Multiverse. So, of course, Dark Clipser returns, along with this new weird villain, Dark Vile. And in an attempt to save our friends, I end up using Genji, but Dark Vile had other plans, and now Dark Vile made Genji Grand Oasis to turn the entire multiverse to darkness. Yeah, so, will we be able to survive this new dilemma? Stay tuned to find out. This is Warping Town.
Power Rangers Multiverse, Episode 7, Return of Rita Repulsa in a New Form. Somewhere in the galaxy, there is an unknown figure walking on something or someone.
The time has come for you to rule the multiverse once again. The Power Rangers won't be able to stop you.
After all these years, I have a new body. Thanks to you, Frex. And now nothing is going to stop me. It's time to conquer the multiverse.
At the CC lookout, the Rangers are having a time to relax after the battle with Dark Vile and Dark Clipper. But on the other side of the CC lookout, Sammy is not happy with Alex after losing Gigi to Dark Vile.
What were you thinking, using Genji as an easy way out instead of fighting hand to hand, Alex? And now the multiverse is in darkness?
Oh, alright. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what happened to me. But everything I did was mainly to bring you back. So don't try to blame me when you also had a part to play in this too.
I am blaming you, Alex. Also, I was under the spell, if you remember. Plus, you remind me of my father and his friends when they used Genji years ago. And now, I have to go and fix this with the Council of Magic because of your mistake, Alex.
You know what? If I remember correctly, the only time you were under a spell was when you were lowered into the pit. So, what do you want me to do?
But still, I was still under a spell, Alex. But for now, try and find a way to get Genji back, Alex.
As Tammy walks away. On the other side of the CC lookout, we see the Rangers talking and playing games on the PS5 and Xbox.
I can't believe this has happened. I agree with you on that one, sis. Plus, this is not the first time this has happened. Yeah, it happened in the Mystic Force before, as the Rangers were too lazy to fight hand-to-hand. Yay.
Just then, Alex walks with an anger look on his face.
Well, it looks like someone was in an argument.
Now is not a good time to be making jokes, Trish.
Hey, Alex, calm down. You don't have to bite her head off, bro.
Hey, it's okay, Jahil, it's okay.
Meanwhile, somewhere in the galaxy, Cyber Rita and Frax are coming up with a plan.
I have an idea, my queen.
And what would that be, Frax?
Why don't we create a team of Cyber Rangers?
What kind of Ranger Cyber Rangers are you thinking of?
Well, if we take a page out of Divatox's book, I think that maybe we can create Cyber Turbo Rangers.
You're welcome.
This is an excellent idea, Frax. Now get to work.
Right away, my queen.
The Rangers will have a big special coming.
On Divatox ship, we see Divatox, Dark Vile, Dark Clipthor, planning something for the Rangers.
Hang on a minute.
On Divatox ship, we see Divatox, Dark Vile, and Dark Clipthor planning something for the Rangers. Dark Vile, your presence is needed.
Oh, this multiverse is now covered in darkness.
Okay.
Excellent. So, what's next in our grandiose plan to destroy the Rangers?
How about we send a monster to take out the Rangers one by one?
That is brilliant! And I know just the monster for the job. Back at the CC Lookout, Dr. K, Cam, and Rocky are planning something to give the Rangers an advantage.
We need to come up with something to get Jinji back in Dark Vile.
Looks up on the Ranger history files.
We also need a way to gain for the Rangers to gain the advantage in our current situation.
If only the Rangers were ninjas, then this would be a lot more easier. When is food?
If I remember correctly, Alex, Lisa, Randy, Jahil, and Raphael can change into ninjas. And the ones who join them are Rias, Maria, Chris, Becky, and Narissa at the time.
Looks at Cam.
Am I right?
Let's not forget Jack and James have ninja powers as well.
Precisely. I know just the advantage the Rangers are going to need.
Starts typing away on his computer. As Cam is walking on a solution to give the Rangers the advantage they need, tension rises between some of the Rangers.
I believe I still have the key somewhere.
So, are we going to address the elephant in the room or pretend like nothing happened?
Really, Sam? But we need to think of a way to get Genji back for Tammy because of Alex.
What in the morphin' grill are you talking about? You moron, Sam?
Ay, ay, ay. This is not the time or place, Sam. Raph, when did you get the accent? But that's besides the point. Let's focus on the task at hand, please. Once the mission is done, then maybe we can continue with whatever it is we're doing here.
I have to agree with Randy on this one.
Jack walks in, hearing the conversation.
Hey, 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 what's going on here? I can hear y'all all the way from the kitchen.
Alex then sees Jack.
Well, obviously, trying to save someone by any means necessary is a crisis that some people can't get through thick heads.
Pointing at Sam.
Fight me.
Just then, Tammy hears Alex yelling and walks in the commotion.
Alex, you and I need to talk about something without anyone around.
Oh, really? I'm the numbskull?
Well, if the shoe fits, mister, I don't have a girlfriend.
Well, at least I'm not the reason why the whole entire multiverse is in darkness.
Enough. We're not here to fight. We're not here going through this again.
Enough. Both of you act like men, not children, or you're going to hell training.
Somewhere in the galaxy, Brax just finished the Cyber Rangers and takes them to Cyberita.
My queen, I have just finished the Cyber Rangers, and I call them the Cyber Turbo Rangers.
Actually, Brax, show them to me.
Yes, my queen, right away.
As he says that, they start walking to the throne room.
What do you think, my queen?
Facts, you outdone yourself on the Cyber Turbo Rangers. Also, Power Rangers won't know what hit them.
Thank you, my queen. The Rangers won't know what hit them.
On Divatox's ship, we see Dark Vile, Divatox, and Dark Clifter, monster that looks like a ooze monster from KO89.
Behold, my newest creation that will destroy the Rangers once and for all.
I am sure that your plan will not fail.
Divatox impatience.
Just show us the monster already, you imbecile.
Just then, a cybernetic ooze monster walks in.
I am the mighty Arachnator, the best hunter since Oculus from the Ten Terrors.
With its paralyzing ooze, the Rangers won't be able to stop us.
This can give us the advantage we need for our next plan.
You call this a monster? Please!
He scruffles.
It looks like more like a spider, but reject.
The encounter then shoots a Quantron with the ooze that caused paralyzed.
Never mind.
The Rangers won't know what hit them. Back at the CC lookout, Cam, Rocket, and Dr. K are still coming up with ideas.
We need to come up with something. And if you say food, Rocky, you'd be cut off.
Oh, come on, Doc. It was just one time.
Are you related to that monster, the Pudgy Pig, by chance?
James walks in as Cam is talking to Rocky.
Where's my ninja and the samurai? How do you feel, Rocky? How do you feel?
Ups now, James. We're trying to come up with a plan. Tammy and Alex are talking in the resting area, away from the others.
I'm still not happy. Gingy was a good friend of mine. And you gonna use him? And not just that. That we need to get him back.
Okay, here we go again. Honestly, how many times do I have to apologize? And yet you keep reminding me about losing Gingy. Honestly, right now you're acting like Sam.
I'm not like Sam. I'm reminding you how I feel, Alex. And if that's the way you're gonna be, then so be it.
As she walks off.
And one more thing. Don't talk to me until this is sorted.
Fine. Be that way.
Meanwhile, Cyber Rita has sent putties to the city palace to cause mayhem.
No, we wait for those foolish rangers to take the bait.
Those power brats won't know what hit them.
At the same time, Dark Vile sends the encounterer to wait for the rangers at the quarry. Time to watch my creation at work.
Indeed, Dark One.
Evatox sits down with a bucket of popcorn.
Oh, I'm nice and comfy now. Let's start the show.
Back at the CC lookout, the alarms go off as Cam and Rocky and Dr. K see what is going on. Guys, looks like we got trouble, guys.
Really? I didn't notice, Captain Obvious.
Cam looks at the monitors.
Looks like we got putties at the city plaza.
Really, guys? All Rocky thinks about is food. Is about is food this and food that.
Just then, Lisa walks in and sees what's going on.
What is going on here?
There are putties in the plaza.
And really, guys, I haven't had lunch yet, so give me a break.
We got trouble with the uninvited guests, Lisa. And Rocky, now is not the time that we're all feeding your fat face.
Great. This is all we need. God.
That is exactly what I mean. Rocky, you're always talking about food.
Rocky, I can't help you with your particular food fetish, but I can help the Rangers see in the dark.
Cam walks over to two cases on the table and walks back to Lisa and James.
So.
So, there are parties in the city plaza. We better get the others and let them know.
What's in the case, Cam?
Inside are ninja vision goggles. They'll also work when you're morphed.
Sweet, this was perfectly from one ninja to another. Can you rock?
The other rangers walk in to find out what the situation is.
What's the situation? Putties in the plaza, sis.
Finally, we can get the stress off our chest.
Oh, great. Now we have to fry some angry turkeys.
Looks like Thanksgiving came early, brother. And I have a big appetite tonight.
I'm not eating those.
You thinking about food, Jahil. You're just like Rocky, you know that?
Hey, I get the job done. There's a difference between us.
What is this? First Rocky talks about food, and now Jahil?
Ay. I agree with you, senorita. Oye, hermano, focus on the fight, not your stomach. At least your brother came up with a better pun this time. Olivier.
Oh, nice one, babe. Let's go, Rangers. Oh, one more thing. Thanksgiving is not till November. Do you hear?
Yeah. Let's go.
Hot roasted. But Cam gave us these ninja vision goggles to help us see so we can get Gingy back.
Okay.
Nice one, Cam and James. Okay, Rangers, let's shoot up. NG heal. Use your brain for once, not your stomach, please.
Ha ha ha, Jack. Very funny.
Meanwhile, as the Rangers head off to the city palace, Alex leaves a letter for Tammy before leaving for his own mission. To be continued. Will the Rangers be able to deal with this new threat? What will happen next? Stay tuned, listeners of the multiverse.
Lisa here from the Multiverse Rangers. I just heard about this nice energy drink called Dolby. And they got all sorts of flavors, and I hope I don't get interrupted tonight, because one thing is, though, I really hate it when I get interrupted when I'm promoting. But there's one thing. This Dolby has got all sorts of flavors. Like, you have got Monkey Madness and everything else. And, oh, please. Oh yeah, and thank God that Broken Skull's not here. Thank God for that. So, what else we got? We got Dragon. Oh no!
Really? Skull. Let's go see what this geek is doing right now.
Oh.
Lisa, I think you jinxed it.
Oh jeez.
Hey, geek, where's my drink?
Hey. You can butt out of this.
Yeah. Oh God, not these two again.
Oh man, all I wanted to do was promote a nice energy drink, except for I get two numbskulls butting in. Oh.
Hey, I got a better idea. How about you just give me my energy drink and we'll leave off your hand.
Well, you got. I was gonna say we got Monkey Madness. We got a Monkey Madness. We got a Beach and Pineapple energy drink.
Oh, Lisa, don't forget. They need the water.
Oh, yeah. You need water to add it all together. And plus, you need your nice thermos and everything else. Yeah, where is my thermos? Bro, Scott, you need my thermos.
Don't worry. I'll get the thermos.
Hey, guys. Randy here.
Yes, Randy.
They didn't nick her thermos. I did. This Dragonator is just too delicious.
Oh, that's it. You're dead. Sorry, guys. I didn't mean it like that. I mean, he's going to go for a wall.
Oh, Randy. Gotta go. Bye.
Hey, Randy.
Yeah, you got this. You got the Dragonator. You got all sorts, man. Even if you want to, you can always purchase it. Use our promo code PRMultiverse. You get 10% discount. Plus, it's all caps. Go to dobby.gg. Yes. Time to put these parties through a wall.
Not that again.
Yes.
Hey, man. Lisa, I thought
Oh, I think we should run.
Yes, go. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Oh, yeah. Before I forget, you want a promo? PR Multiverse, all caps, no spaces. You get 10% off of each purchase.
10% off each purchase.
Hey, Raph, get out of it.
And also tell them that the Multiverse Ranger sent you.
Raph, get.
Sorry, Lisa. Trish here. I'll get that thermos away from him. Oh, to heal.
Hey, by the way, I got something for you.
I didn't do it. Randy's the one with the thermos.
Hey, Randy. Thank you. I'll take that.
Hey, black some of that. Dragonade.
Lisa, I believe this belongs to you.
Ah, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for my thermos. Thank you very much. Also, we got to get going. Just say that the Multiverse Rangers sent you. So for me and the Multiverse Rangers, get juiced up, and it's like Raphael's gonna say,
it's morphin' time.
No, there was another bit he was gonna say.
It's always time for a gold rush.
It's time for a gold rush.
Come on, man, how can you forget the gold standard?
Yeah. Okay, guys, we gotta go. We got a mission to get on with. We catch you guys later on the next time.
Reed Repulsa returns into a cybernetic body with the help of Frax. Dark Vile has created and sent down Arachnator. Cyber Rita sends putties to the city plaza, and Alex leaves for a mission on his own. Will the Rangers be able to find a way to survive this new dilemma? Stay tuned to find out. It's Morphin' Time!
Power Rangers Multiverse, Episode 8, The Return of Rita Repulsa in a New Form, and The Hunter. Rangers get to the plaza. They can hear the putties, but can't see them.
Okay, where can the putties be?
Let's see the goggles that Cam made.
Opens up the case and puts on one of the goggles.
I wonder if they...
The goggles turn on as he can see the putties.
Wow, these are awesome. Here, everybody take one.
Starts giving each ranger a pair of goggles.
Let's go in a team of three. Lisa's right. We should go in a team of three. Let's see who is going to be in the first team and so on.
I'm in, Yaz. Let's go take this beast and send it back to them in pieces.
Good one, Chris. Hey, Lisa, if it's okay with you, Trish, Sam, and myself can make a team.
I'm ready to kick some mustard butt.
I'm hyped up, ready to go.
Let's be careful, but let's send their butts packing.
Let's send them back to where they came from, and if we can, knock them into the stratosphere.
Let's kick those evil trash can, but where?
These closet things want to fight evil butts. Meanwhile, on the moon base, Cyberita and Frax prepare to send their rangers.
It's finally time. Frax, send down the Turbo Rangers.
At once, my queen.
Frax sends the Cyber Turbo Rangers.
Now, time for the real fun to begin.
Meanwhile, on Divatok's ship, Master Vile puts his plan in motion.
Let the hunt begin, the Arachnator.
At once, my liege.
Back at the plaza, five figures appear and begin to attack the rangers.
Great, now we're dealing with five unknowns.
They look like rangers, Rias.
Rangers? You say, what kind of rangers?
Senorita, they look like the Turbo Rangers, but robotic? Ay, ay, ay.
They look like they are Cyber Rangers, and who or what made them?
Whoever made them, it can't be Divatok. She's not the brightest villain in the bunch.
It can't be Lord said that. It only has to be one. It has to come down to mine, and that's King Mondo.
Whoever made them, well, turned them into scrap metal.
I will go back to the workshop to see if I can come up with and make something to destroy these things.
I'm going with you, Dr. K.
Me and Becky are with you all the way, yes. You just tell us where you need to be.
I'll take on this fight. Which way do we go?
One of the Cyber Rangers step forward as Dr. K and Trish head back to the CC lookout.
We are the Cyber Turbo Rangers, sent by our cyber interest, Rita Repulsa.
Whatever you are, we're gonna stop you. Rita's back? It can't be true.
I think it is, but I'm surprised she decided to crawl out of whatever rock she was under. How badly we beat her last time.
Oh, great. Rita's back. This is all we need. Who else is gonna show up? Man!
Of all the villains to return, the universe size to mess us up is her.
This is not what we need right now. Plus, we're dealing with Divatok and Dark Vile.
It doesn't matter who we're dealing with. We need to stop them now.
She can go back in her little trash can.
Mm-hmm. You will not disrespect our empress.
All the rangers are fighting the Cyber Rangers.
When we done with you, your empress is gonna be next.
While the rangers are fighting the Cyber Rangers, a blast of orange ooze hits two of the Cyber Rangers, causing instant paralysis.
Okay, whoever did that? Nice touch, thanks.
I have no idea who did that.
Whoever it was, hopefully they're on our side.
Whatever it was, did a nice job.
What was that? Who did it? Rav says when the Cyber Rangers got blast. Talk about a nice shot.
We can still defeat you even down to Rangers.
Cyber Rangers says this as he sees two of his Rangers paralyzed.
I have some rage to release as well.
Kiva shows his claws.
Yeah, I agree. Let's do this, guys.
Another blast of orange ooze flies, and this time hits Jack, Raphael, and Maria, paralyzing them as a robotic spider appears from a portal.
Glad you could stick around, Rangers. Now it's time for me to finish the job.
Crap! I can't move!
You'll pay for that, you bug freak. Time to feed you to the sharks.
Just you wait. Oh, man. I hate ooze.
What are you, a rejected ectomorphicon?
I am Arachnator, the hunter, and I'm here to destroy you.
So you think you're gonna destroy us? We have faced more monsters than you.
Yeah, and newsflash, buddy, there's only one hunter, and it's not you.
We're gonna defeat you and free our friends.
Yeah, besides, you're too slow to be a hunter. You're more like our training dummy for the day.
I'm ready to put the damn fool I wall.
Please, Lisa, not again.
Oi, Lisa with walls. Now me wanting to give these monsters a dirt nap, this is not going to be a good day for them.
We are born to fight monsters. We have plenty of experience.
We'll meet again, Rangers.
The Cyber Rangers teleport back to their moon base.
We'll meet again, Rangers.
Oh, that's one last headache to deal with.
Now we have to deal with this wannabe hunter.
Adios, Rangers. Hey, Luis, don't worry. We'll be ready. You trained us well.
We need to find a way to get the others out of the ooze. Let me try some magic on it.
No, Tammy. We don't know how the ooze will interact with the magic. It may do more harm than good.
Jaheel will then head back to the CC lookout. Meanwhile,
do something to help them.
Meanwhile, at Dr. K's workshop, we see Trish and Dr. K working on something.
Whatever you're working on, Dr. K, this better work.
Oh, trust me, Trish. It'll work. Because whatever ooze got the others, it will free them.
That's cool, Doc. I am here to help.
Time passes, and Jaheel returned to the CC lookout and headed straight for Dr. K workshop.
I gotta
do something. Knock at the Dr. K's door.
Doc.
Jaheel, why are you here? What are you doing here?
You meant to be on the battlefield, right?
Just then, Cam and Rocky walk in to the workshop with some papers.
Whoa. It's okay, guys. I called him here to help me with a project I'm working on.
Oh, that's right. Cam and Rocky are working on more tech to adapt to our current situation.
Oh, okay, but if there is anything you all need, just need me to look over, just ask.
Okay, Jaheel, I'm making sure nothing goes wrong, okay?
Back at the battlefield, Arachnator teleport back to Divatok's ship, and the Rangers return back to see a letter for Tammy on her desk.
Hey, Tammy, there's a letter here for you.
Everyone, please leave.
James, William, can you guys help me get our friends to the med bay, please?
Yeah, no problem. I got you.
Yeah, sure. I'll get to it right now. While Randy, James, and William help their paralyzed friends to the med bay, Tammy reads the letter.
Dear Tammy, I know that recently you haven't seen eye to eye, and I'm probably the last person you want to talk to right now. If you're reading this letter, I've already left for a mission that I must handle on my own. We both had a role to play in the previous event that happened a few days ago, but I'm the reason why we are all facing this obstacle right now. Hopefully when I get back, I can still be the one you fell in love with. If for some reason I don't return, I want to say thank you for giving me a reason to love again while I was in my darkest moment in life. My love for you will forever be in my heart as I embark on this quest. You will always be my lunar angel. Sincerely, Alex Ray Bradley.
Tammy starts to cry and goes on her knees.
You fought, Alex.
To be continued. Would the Rangers be able to help Jack, Raphael, and Maria? What would happen next? Stay tuned, listeners of the Multibus.
Guys, it's Reyes here with Jack, Raphael, Jahil.
What's up, guys?
Chris, hey. And Alex, and Becky.
Hey!
Kina.
Kina.
Okay, so we got shout outs to go out first for. Who do we go out to first?
Grim. Start with him. He's usually the last one, so.
Yeah, that's fair. Let's start with our main man himself, Grim Dragonfire.
Grim was one that really got us to be huge, so Grim should start first.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
Grim the Dragon Tamer.
My boy Grim. Other boy, Mike Patron, combat in the grid.
Oh yeah,
Not just Green guy is big, Nikia guy is big as well.
Yes, ma'am. She did.
Cardenas.
Also, shout
David
out
to David J. Fielding. David J. Fielding, yes.
Oh yeah, check out Zana's podcast.
Go give them a like, share, and subscribe. All on YouTube.
Tell them that we sent you.
Yeah.
Tell them we sent you.
Yeah.
And get
Zionized. Also, we got a couple more shout outs to give out. That is to Justin Nemo.
Mm-hmm. Jason
Font. Yep.
Dan Southward. Robert Goodson.
The triplets.
The DiFilippo triplets, yes. Hillary Shepherd.
Yes.
Yes, Hillary Shepherd as well.
But
Dan Southward.
We already done.
We already said it.
2004. Oh, Goku,
yes. Goku. One more shot. Our head producer and our boss, Rachel. Give us some love, too. We'll be 4 seasons in, guys. So, definitely shout out to her.
That's right.
And we're coming up on our 1-year anniversary soon.
That's in two months' time.
Yeah, it is.
Holy cow.
We've been doing this for a year already.
Dang, geez.
Holy cow, guys.
Four seasons.
Oh, and just a heads up, we have got a special guest coming up next week.
They gotta listen in.
It will be on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever else you get your podcast. It will also be on our Multiverse Rangers YouTube channel. We will have that posted. Full interview with Catherine Sutherland.
Don't give it away.
You did not hear anything. You heard nothing.
Hey, you heard nothing.
That's a rumor.
It's just a rumor.
We have something special for you guys as well. We can't say what it is, but we do have something special for you guys in 2 weeks.
Yeah, in 2 weeks we got something coming up next week, and in 2 weeks time we have got a special coming up.
Yeah, we have a special service for you guys.
You're gonna love this one. Yeah. And don't forget, November 10th to the 12th, Raphael, Elijah, and myself will be at Ranger Stop. If you want to say hi,
it's make sure. Jahil, not.
It's
Jahil. Hey, Eli is your real name, so let it go. Anyway, if you're wondering, me, Elboy, and Eli here, and also he wants to call himself Jahil for some odd reason, we're going to be at Ranger Stop Orlando. So if you have any autographs or any fan-made photos or any items you made, we will be happy to sign up for you for
and
free.
If y'all have any questions about the past 4 seasons that you want to ask them, they'll answer it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They won't spoil nothing for the next remaining episodes. No.
Nope.
But the past season and the current season, they will pretty much answer any questions about that. Any questions you have.
But we have got a sponsor. And I'm going to give it to Chris.
Okay, guys. These guys have recently become our sponsors since the beginning of Season 4, and I want to give a special shout-out to the W Energy Company and their awesome products. They got some extra special drinks out there. They got many different energy drink flavors. Now East energy drink flavors, they come in powder form. Just add water, shake it up in a shaker. You can purchase a shaker from them, or you can use one of your own. It's awesome stuff.
Yeah, but
they also have a hydration line. Well, go ahead.
I was going to say, there's one called Monkey Madness, and we have got Chris, who's an ape, so he's got Monkey Madness.
I already don't keep forgetting. I do have ninja powers. I do have an ape sword. I keep forgetting that.
Yeah, but but we got the original ape.
That's fair.
The OG ape.
Yeah. That's fair.
Oh no!
What are you geeks up to now?
We're promoting a drink.
I'll take care of this, guys. You guys
can take it. Okay, Alex, just deal with her.
You better take care of this, Alex.
Okay, I was gonna say, guys. If you want,
don't you guys have something to do?
We got a promo code to so you guys can use this PR Multiverse, all caps, no spaces. You get 10% off.
10% discount.
Well, whatever. Shut up, Bulky.
Hey, it sounds like a good deal to me.
Yeah.
Why don't we show this geek the door?
How about if I show you the wall?
Right. Okay, get out of here before the blister finds you again.
Buddies.
Guys.
Time destroying the Rangers.
Hey, boys, did you miss old Strazzo?
Oh, no.
The bucket of bolts.
Hey, okay. Strazzo, I got a little present for you.
Guys, we got to shoot. We got to deal with this mess that Bulk and Skull have done. Also...
We're innocent. We tell you we're innocent.
Wherever you turn up, there's always trouble.
Yeah, last time you turned up the energy stuff, Ecliptor stole it all.
Yeah, and we had to get it back.
Hey, how about... Hey, Skull, I think Lieutenant Stone is looking for us.
Yeah. Huh? Skull? Why are you not at your ship? Get back here, Bo!
Yes, sir!
You know what it's time for? Guys, I think it's time to give these guys a gold rush.
I agree.
So... So, for us, the Multiverse Rangers, we will say good evening, good night, I mean good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. We will catch you. We will catch you on the other side of the multiverse.
And just in case, I summon the power of the Dragon Sword.
And as we always say, it's morphin' time.
And may the power protect you.
May the power protect you all.
Beast, yes. Coming through.